Welcome back to Called It, the First Hearst 2026 devotional for Easter. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes continuing through Easter Sunday. As we approach the upcoming weekend, we encourage you to join us for our family Easter event this Saturday morning, March 28th, from 10 a.m. to noon at either First Hearst campus. Then, plan to worship with First Hearst at one of our Palm Sunday services, the Norwood campus at 9:30 or 11 a.m., or the Trails campus at 10:15 a.m. For more information, visit firsthearst.com/Easter.
Thursday, March 26th, delivered up by Thomas Black. How often does your household receive a delivery? At my house, it feels almost daily. Along with making the bed and turning off lights, breaking down cardboard boxes has become a regular rhythm of life. Not all packages are equal. Some are routine and forgettable. Others are birthday gifts that require you to rush home to preserve the surprise. Then there are special deliveries that require a signature to complete the delivery, verifying the proper package has been delivered to the right recipient in order to satisfy the requirements of the sender. In Acts chapter 2, verse 23, Peter describes a delivery of supreme importance. Jesus was delivered up. This was no ordinary package. It was the Son of God handed over. And Peter makes clear that this delivery demands our attention. But who delivered Jesus? Like the board game Clue, we need to identify our suspects. First, there's Judas Iscariot with his infamous kiss. In that culture, a kiss was a sign of closeness, affection, and honor. Judas used it to mask selfish and sinful ambition. Knowing Jesus, his teachings, opposition, and whereabouts, Judas seized the opportunity to set up his rabbi in exchange for a comparatively worthless 30 pieces of silver. Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 through 16 reveals it was Judas who sought out the chief priest. It was his plan, and he who sought an opportunity to betray him. Certainly, there is a case to be made that Judas delivered Jesus up to the Jewish leaders. Next, we have the Jewish leaders, Annas and Caiaphas and the elders. After Jesus' arrest, Caiaphas held a kangaroo court in Matthew 26. They searched for false witnesses. They twisted testimony. The only charge they could bring was blasphemy because Jesus rightly claimed to be Christ, the Son of God. On this charge, the Jewish leaders would seek to put Jesus to death, delivering him to the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. While Caiaphas is named here as the one who tried Jesus, it's important to note that his role as the high priest serves as a figurehead for the people of Israel. Just as the high priest represents all of Israel on the Day of Atonement, here, Caiaphas demonstrates Israel's failure to recognize their Messiah and their rejection of him. But Peter goes even further. In Acts chapter 2, verse 23, he says, "Jesus was delivered up, and you crucified and killed him." That accusation stretches beyond Judas and the Sanhedrin. It reaches us. How could we be responsible? Because our sin made the cross necessary. We may not have stood at Gethsemane or Golgotha, but we stood guilty before God. Romans chapter 1, verse 21 through 23 explains that humanity has exchanged the glory of God for our own desires. We suppress truth. We pursue idols. In our hearts, we are not so different from Judas who traded Christ for silver or Caiaphas who preferred power to truth. Every sin is in some way a choosing of something over Jesus. We delivered him up. And yet here is the glory of Easter. While sinful men delivered Jesus up to death, God delivered him up for our salvation. The greatest act of human rebellion, also the center of God's redemptive plan. Jesus was not a victim of circumstance. He was the willing lamb. And through his death and resurrection, he has delivered us. The gospel is the supreme delivery. The Son sent by the Father, fulfilling the law, living without sin, dying as a substitute, and rising again to defeat sin and the grave. In exchange for our guilt, we receive his righteousness. As 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, "For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteous of God." We delivered him up because of our sin. He delivered himself up because of his love. That is the message we must receive and the one we must deliver.
Thank you for listening to Called It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Easter season through April 5th. For a printable PDF version of Called It, visit firsthurst.com/Easter. Copyright 2026 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.